Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, 8 lines on the bottom, by the words Ve'ein Makifin. So we said in the Mishnah, Ve'ein Makifin Shtei Chavyos. You can't put two barrels together and then put your Kedera on top. It's making an oil. You can't do that on Yom Tov. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, Avanim Shal Beis HaKisei Mutter Letzadinam B'Yom Tov. A person could go to the field. He needs to use the facilities. He could take two stones, put them near each other, and then sit on top and do what he needs to do. That's mutter. It's not a problem of making an oil. Esvei Rabbi Rav Nachman, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, we learned in our Mishnah, Imakifin Shtei Chavyos Lishbeis Aleinas HaKedera. You're not allowed to put two barrels together and then put a Kedera on top. So why would putting two stones together and sitting on top, why would that be any different? So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman responded that Shani Hasa Mishum Deka Avid Ahala. No, by the case of the Chavyos, it's worse because there, when you put a Kedera on top, so that's making an oil. But over here, there's no roof. Sitting on top is not considered making a roof, and therefore it's okay. Amar Lei Rabbi Zuta Rav Ashi. Rabbi Zuta asked Rav Ashi, you mean to tell me that just because there's no roof, so now everything's fine, you're allowed to make a chair? El me'ata bana itzteba biyamtif, deloy avid Allah hachnami deshari. If a person wants to build a solid chair or a bench, so on yamtif, that's going to be perfectly fine because there's no oil. All of a sudden, because there's no oil, so now there's no iser of baina. So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi explained that no. Hasan binin keva asr teira. Over there, you can't make an itztaba because the teira asr making an itztaba. The teira of asr making a permanent building. However, binin arai loy asr teira. The teira never asr making a temporary building, like a beis akisei, which a person moves from place to place. And the gazu rabbanan al binin arai mishum binin keva. It's just that what? The chazal were geyser that you can't even make a binin arai atu a binin keva. However, v'hacha over here, when it comes to making a beis akisei, mishum kvaida legazu be'rabbanan. Because of kavod abriyos, so normally the rabbanan were geyser against making an oil arai. This oil arai, the rabbanan were mako because of kavod abriyos. Rav Yehuda, hay midurta milamala lamata shari. If a person wants to make a tipi, a fire on Yom Tov, he wants to take wood and put some wood and then on top of two pieces of wood. So if you go from the top down, you first take the piece of wood that you want to have on top, and then you slide underneath it two other pieces of wood, so that's not derech binyan, that's going to be mutter. Milamata lamala osir. But if you first take two pieces of wood and put it next to each other, side by side, and then put a piece of wood on top of those two, creating an oil, so that's going to be problematic. V'chein be'asam. The same thing applies when a person wants to roast an egg over the fire on Yom Tov. And so the way they would do it is they would put a tripod over the fire and put an egg on top of the tripod. So if you put the egg on top of the tripod, that's making an oil. So rather what you do is you first hold the egg over the fire, and then you slide the tripod underneath, and that's fine. You're allowed to go milamala lamata. V'chein kedera, also the case of our Mishnah, when you want to put the two chavyos together and put the kedera on top, you have to go from the top down. You have to first hold the kedera, and then slide the barrels underneath it. V'chein puria, first put the mattress, and then slide the bedpost underneath it. V'chein chavisa, also if you're stacking barrels, first put the barrel on top, and then slide the barrels that are going to go underneath, slide them underneath. V'ein saim chenas hakedera bebikas v'chein bedelas. We said in the Mishnah that if person, he wants to hold up his barrel, his kedera on Yom Tov, let's say his floor is uneven, so he wants to take a piece of wood to hold up his kedera, so that you're not allowed to do. We'll see in the Gemara why not. V'chein bedelas, you also can't use a door to hold up your kedera. Ask the Gemara, bedelas al kedaitoch, who would ever think to use their door to hold up their kedera? It's going to break the door. Ela ema v'chein hadelas. Rather, what the Mishnah means to say is that you can't use a piece of wood to hold up the kedera. V'chein hadelas, you also can't use a piece of wood to hold up the door. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, ein saim chenas hakedera bebekas v'chein hadelas. This halacha that we said in our Mishnah, you can't use wood to hold up the kedera or the door. And says the braisa the reason, l'fi shaloi nitnu eitzim el la'asaka. Because wood on Yom Tov could only be used for fire fuel, it can't be used for any other use. Reb Shimon matir. However, Reb Shimon is lasle muksa, And Rav Shimon was matir to use the wood for other purposes, to use it to hold up the kedera. Vein manhigin esam behema b'makel b'yamtif. We said in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, you can't use a piece of wood, you can't use a stick to lead your animal on yamtif. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon matir. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says it's mutter. So says the Gemara, lema Reb Lezer Reb Shimon kavu asfirile. It seems to be, and it would make sense, that Rabbi Lazar holds like his father, he holds like Reb Shimon, the Lefle Muksa, who doesn't hold of Muksa, and therefore he says you can use a stick even for something other than a fire, and you could use a stick to lead the animal. Says the Gemara, like, Baha, afilu Reb Shimon Maida. It could be that no, Reb Lezer is arguing on his father. It could be even Reb Shimon would agree that in this case, it's usher to use the stick to lead the animal. Why? Mishum de Mechzi command the Azal L'chinga. Not because of Muksa, Reb Shimon is less like Muksa, but because using a stick in this way to lead an animal, it gives the appearance like you're bringing your animal to the market, like you're going to do business with the animal, and that's and therefore even Reb Shimon would say that it's aser. Chizra, when it comes to a pointy stick, so this pointy stick was made to be used to fuel the fire, and now a person has a new idea on Yom Tif, he wants to use this pointy stick as a spit to roast an animal. So Rav Nachman Asar, Rav Sheshes Shari. So Rav Nachman says it's Asar, it's Muksa. And Rav Sheshes said that no, it's Mutter, he could use the Chizra as a spit. Now says the Gemara, Bir Tiva, when it comes to a spit, when it comes to a Chizra that's wet, so it can't be used for a fire because it's too wet, Kuli Amo Loi Pligi De Asar. So then since it can't be used for a fire, it can't be used for anything, it's completely Muksa, everybody would agree to that. Ki pligi bi abeshta. The machlaik is as if the stick is dry. So man da asar amar loch leidit no eitzim al asaka. Rav Nachman says you cannot use it as a spit because wood could only be used to fuel a fire. Uman da shari amar loch mali litzleis bai mali litzleis begachalte. Whereas Rav Sheshes, who says it's mutter, it's because he doesn't differentiate between using a stick for firewood or using it for any other purpose. What's the difference if you're using the stick to roast in its coals or you're using it to roast with it, to use it as a spit? There's no difference. If it has a use, so it's not muksa, you could use it for anything. Ikadami, different version of the machlekes, that be a besh the kuli amo le pligi de shari. Everybody agrees that if it's dry, so we don't say the idea of like the 8ml last sako. Rather, you could use Eitzim for any purpose, and it would be mutter. Ki pligi biratifta. The machlekes is if the chizra is wet. Man da asar, the one who says it's asar of Nachman, he says it's asar de leichazi la'asaka, because you can't use it for a fire, and therefore it's muksa. Man da shari amar lach ha'chazi la'asagado. Whereas Reb Sheshes would tell you that no, it's not muksa, because being that you could use it for a big fire doesn't matter that there's a little bit of moisture in the chizra. So since he could use it for a big fire, that's enough to make it that now it's not muksa. V'hilchusa says the Gemara is that yebesh the shari retif to aser. But if the chizra is dry, so then it's mutter to use for anything. But if it's wet, so then you're not allowed to use it. So it's like the second version, and it's like Rav Nachman. Darash Rava, Rava Dashin, that isha loitikanes ledir ha'etzem lito mehen ut. A woman can't go into the wood storage room in order to take from there a piece of wood, which is aimed to be used for fire fuel, and to use it as a stoker, find over there a nice long piece of wood, a stick, and to use it to stoke the coals of the fire, she's not allowed to do that. This wood could only be used to fuel the fire. Like nidna eitzim el la'asaka. V'od shenishbar aser la'asika biyamtif. And Rava said further that if a person has an ud and it broke on Yom Tif, so it's aser to then use that ud, that broken ud, now as fire fuel. You could use a kli as fire fuel, a wooden plate, you could throw it into the fire and enjoy. But you can't take a broken kli and use it as fire fuel, because it's nailad going into Yom Tif, it was a kli that was aimed to be used for, let's say, drinking out of, to stoke, or in this case, to stoke the coals. Now it's firewood, because now it broke, so that's nailad, so therefore you can't use it to fuel the fire. Ask the Gemara. Rava holds of nailad. Lameimra de Rava Krab Yehuda Sfirle. You mean to tell me that Rava holds of Krab Yehuda de Islay Muksa, and is also Islay nailad? Va'amar le Rava, but we know that Rava one time said l'shamayi to Hishamish, tfeili bar avza ushte meye l'shunra. He said to Hishamish, he said, please roast for me some goose meat and throw the intestines to the cat, even though the intestines are naila. The goose going into Yamtiv was made for human consumption. Then he eats it, he roasts the meat, and now there's the leftover intestines, so that's nailad. So how could Rava tell Hishamish to feed it to the cat? Elamai, he doesn't hold of nailad. He goes like Reb Shimon. If he goes like Reb Shimon and he doesn't hold of nailad, so then why did he say that you can't use the broken kalim to fuel the fire? It seems to be a stira. On the one hand, he says you can't use broken kalim. Sounds like he goes like Reb Yehuda. But then he told the Shamish to feed the intestines to the animal, to the cat. So says the Gemara, no. Hasim over there by the intestines of the goose, kaven de masrachi me'et modaiti love. Since if he leaves it over till the next day, till Matzah Yom Tov, it's going to spoil. So we say that already from before Yom Tov, his das was on it. So it's not Nailad. He knew going into Yom Tov that he was going to eat the goose, and the intestines he was going to give to his cat. And it's not Nailad. Since it's not Nailad, that's why he gave it to his cat. But really, Rava goes like Rabbi Yehuda, de islay muksa, de islay Nailad. And that's why he says, you can't use a broken hood, you can't use broken kalim to fuel the fire on Yom Tov.